84, CBA, KN4 VWA. KN4 VWA, mobile.
N4 ZLK, mobile.
Hey, buddy. How you feeling?
Fine and dandy. How about yourself?
Some fog hair again.
Nothing like that. I'd be feeling better if I was home, but you know how that is. Well, maybe you don't. Aren't you retired?
Retread. No, I went over to the SCDXA meeting tonight, and that was interesting. So, yeah, very interesting. So anyhow, are you back on the road?
Let's see, I'm headed back to Greenville right now from Spartanburg. And by the way, if you're a retread, I think they missed a spot up top.
Yeah, I tell you what, you know, it's hard to find good help these days. You just can't get good work anymore, I'll tell you. What can I say? I resemble that remark.
Meeting you said you went to, there was a little noise in my cab when you said it. I know it was ham radio related. Which one was it?
SCDXA Group, DXA for South Carolina Club. If it's not on shore, if it's on shore, they're really not much interested.
Okay. Where do they meet? In Greer somewhere?
Mythos over what happened?
I think I've seen it. But I can't place it right offhand, but I've heard the name. I think I know where it is.
There by Fuddruckers and Discount Tire.
Yeah, I'm familiar now. Okay, just curious.
Yep, so have you been doing much HF?
Been working on CW, so I've trying to make at least one contact a day is what I'm trying to do on CW. I'm doing a lot of listening. Let's see, this weekend I didn't do anything. I had a cousin in, her and her husband, and we spent the weekend Friday, Saturday, Sunday, kind of hanging out, doing stuff. So today I got back on, I listened. I didn't contact anybody, but I was doing a lot of paperwork too, so some things with this little work issue here, trying to get all the paperwork filled in. But yeah, trying to get on it, trying to listen at least every day.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. I never developed an ear for the CW. I just don't know why. So in the meantime, I got me a new antenna, baby. I bought a camper, and I'm going to be taking the camper out a good bit. And I wanted something that I could throw up real fast and make some reasonable contacts on HF. And I kept seeing this Trans World antenna. And it's 5 band, 20 through 10. And I saw it up at SETCO, the ham conference up in Sevierville, Tennessee. Well, I saw it work up there, and I finally broke down and bought me one. I was up at that winter field day. Did you see that mess that I had tried to make?
Tell me about it. And you were getting it out of your vehicle when I had to leave, so I didn't get to see it in action.
Well, the Maxcon antenna worked out real good, but the mast that I tried to put it on, was limp on me, and it kind of sagged over, and I never did get it up over about 24 feet, and I was just so put out with it, I was just done. And the long and the short of it, this thing is a dipole, and it's 8 feet tall, sits about 2 feet above the ground, and it's about 5 feet wide, and man, I put that thing up day before yesterday. First contact was Staffordshire, England. And then I hit a guy on an 857 with an ACOS doing POTA over on in the western part of Missouri. And I tell you what, the first two contacts, that's not too bad for a fold up vertical.
You said it's a dipole, but it's vertical?
I tell you what, and just as a curiosity, go to DX Engineering and look up a TW-2010, and it'll show you the images on that thing, and you'll get an idea of what it looks like.
TW-2010, is that right?
That's it, boss.
Out here in a little bit when I get back to the building, if I have to sit for a few minutes, I'd be curious. And you said, and where you mount it? You said it mounts on the ground?
Oh, it's got its own little base and sits right on the ground, and no radials required, and it really does a nice job.
I cover everything 10, 12, 15, and 20. Is that what you said?
12, 15, 17 and 20.
17. Okay. Well, that's pretty cool. That'd be something to break down pretty easy, so like it'd be a good portable antenna.
To up and operating, 6 minutes down. It's incredible. It really is. Somebody had some real good thought put into this. A 40-meter add-on for the thing.
The bridge is on under 385 here. Couldn't copy anything there. Give me just a minute and say everything you said just a minute ago. I'm coming out now. Try it again.
Bander, and you can get a 40-meter conversion for it, so that you can even do 40 meters and 80 meters if you wanted to go to that much trouble.
Check that out. Sounds pretty interesting. There are so many options when it comes to antennas out there. It's crazy what you can get to resonate.
When you look at it, I did not go with the automated remote control box. I went with the manual type, and I did not get their $200 base stand. I came up with a tripod base of my own that works great. And I wound up with right at about 540 in it. And it works.
That in a little while here, hopefully. That's pretty cool. I like learning about antennas, and I don't know, they're just the designs and different ways of building them. It's something that I'm interested in and would like to get into building more. I've got a box built for an InFed. I haven't gotten the wire for it yet.
Get good wire up at the wire man, you know.
I was going to look at that today, but ran out of time. I need to go by there. I'm not too far from it. Well, relatively speaking, we're off of the same main highway, Highway 11.
Are you all the way over at Lake Gocassee?
I'm before there. I'm down about 5 miles east of Table Rock.
You're not that far from me, then. Minds think alike, living out in the country.
Ways down there, I think. I'm trying to remember. I think it's 14 miles from the intersection of 11 and 25.
But there again, you know, if you want the stuff quick, that's about the only way to get it.
We're looking to buy a house. We actually looked at a house on the same road that the wireman's on. I didn't realize it at the time. I looked up his address later and was like, oh, well, we looked at a house right there. That'd have been real convenient.
answer. That really would have been, wouldn't it? Man, the only problem is they'd have drained you.
No, I've got my priorities. My wife keeps my priorities in line.
The same way. Well, listen, bud, I'm pulling into the hacienda here. And I hope I get to talk to you again soon. You take it easy. And listen, what you were telling me about up there at that Ham Fest, or not Ham Fest, but that Winter Field Day, I hope it got all worked out. I hope you're doing well. So, anyhow, 73s, be careful out there. K4VWA, I'm clear.
I mean, I'm pulling back into my building here. And yeah, things are, so far things are good. I'm back to work, so I appreciate it. Good to talk to you. KN4VWA, N4ZLK. Have a good evening.